going to go in with a plan to change it. We'll always do what's best for Belmont, you know, whatever that looks like. You know, we had some transfers into Belmont through the years. You know, not many, but there were guys that, you know, in most cases we had recruited on the front end, you know, guys that we knew were great fits for our program and were going to make us better. But as you mentioned, very few transfers out. I mean, I think knowing what you want and recruiting to that style, kids choosing Belmont for the right reasons because they want to be a part of the program. I mean, there have been two kids that have left the program since 2003. So that's a pretty remarkable number. And the reason is because they're getting what they signed up for, and we'll continue that trend, I hope.
He was so big on recruiting the right kind of player, like you said, both in terms of the basketball side, but also in terms of high character kids, and that's just got to be a big challenge in the recruiting process to really learn who the young man is.
Yeah, but it also makes it a little easier in some ways, you know, and you minimize risk and so forth after they get there when you do it that way. And honestly, it's the only way that I've ever coached as well. I've been at different places in Stanton and Lipscomb, but it's kind of been the benchmark of what we've tried to do there as well. And so it's not anything that's new to me, and honestly, whether I was at Belmont or not, it's the way that I would be trying to do it. So we'll continue that. Again, it would be foolish for me to change a formula that's worked really well.